Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. It's going to be a bright and beautiful day. Well, it's not going to be real warm, but still, blue sky, lots of sunshine. We're starting the day off right. That's nice to have. Hey, your local news today is brought to you this morning by Bend Heating. Save money. Service your air, heat pump, or furnace now. Bend Heating for all your heating and cooling needs since 1953. Let's go down to the news center. Here's Kim.
Good morning, Frank. This Saturday, we've had some fatalities, and police want to remind Oregon drivers that they should remember there's a statewide selective traffic enforcement program underway this Memorial weekend. It seeks to reduce the number of vehicle-related deaths and injuries. Already, we've had two fatal accidents this weekend. A Saturday afternoon collision killed one person and seriously injured two others. It happened around 2:30 on Saturday on Highway 97, 2 miles south of Kent, Oregon. OSP says a car driven by 79-year-old Curtis Beasley from the Dalles crossed the center line and collided head-on with a semi-truck. That truck crossed the center line and collided head-on with a pickup truck driven by 49-year-old Gary Keith from Richland. Keith's wife, 40-year-old Kimberly Ann Keith, was pronounced dead at the scene. Keith and Beasley were transported to the hospital and had serious injuries, and the truck driver was not injured. Also, last night, a crash between a pickup truck and a pedestrian resulted in the death of that pedestrian. Police want to remind you that agencies have extra staffing on the road, focusing on safety restraint use, speed, and impaired drivers. So to stay safe, slow down and use a designated driver if you're drinking or use prescription or illegal drugs. And today, thousands of people throughout the area are remembering those who fought in wars and gave their lives for our country. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on Memorial Day in Oregon.
Flags will fly at half-staff until noon, and hundreds of flags will fly in the Bend and Redmond downtown areas. All day long at Riverfront Park in Bend, the names of U.S. military members killed in Afghanistan since 2001 and Iraq since 2003 will be read. Dick Tobiasen is with the Central Oregon Veterans Council.
So that's the whole purpose, is to honor the veterans who gave their lives for our country, starting with World War One, and that's close to 500,000 veterans who've made the ultimate sacrifice in the wars since the memorial program was started.
On this Memorial Day, there are special remembrance events throughout Central Oregon throughout the day, and at 3 o'clock local time, people are asked to pause for a national moment of silence. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And the multi-agency traffic team held a traffic detail last Tuesday watching for speeders, following too closely, and driving uninsured. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray tells us more.
On Tuesday, between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., the MAT team wrote 46 citations and 46 warnings for those in violation. Law enforcement from Redmond Police, Black Butte Ranch, Deschutes County Sheriff, and Bend Police all helped out on the Parkway detail. In a news release, Sergeant Tom Pine with Bend Police says the purpose of the enforcement detail is to increase traffic safety awareness in the city of Bend by increasing police presence. The next MAT detail is scheduled for sometime in June. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Northwest is well known for its craft beer brewing community. Now, pushing the envelope of craft brews, the award-winning Deschutes Brewery here in Bend is collaborating with craft brewer in Kansas, Missouri to create a collaboration number two. Stephen Pauls, the brewmaster with the Boulevard Brewing Company in Missouri, says they'll bring the best elements of the regions together.
Here in the Northwest, there's a lot more beers tend to be more hoppy because this is the hop region. While if we were making the beers that Deschutes makes, and we tried to sell them in the Midwest, we wouldn't be very successful because, you know, in the region where we're at, people are not really that accustomed to these very hoppy beers and high bitterness. But on the other hand, we're brewers and we like to experiment and we like to taste each other's beers and try to find out, you know, and learn from each other.
Deschutes Brewery brewmaster Larry Sidor says the new beer has a labor of love. It's been a labor of love for about a year and will be released on July 11th. And coming up in our local news, we'll have stories about the 21-year-old Lapine man dead from what police think was a fall from the Franklin Street overpass, and a warning from law enforcement today for people who spent a lot of time in the great outdoors. Those stories are coming up in your local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.